What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Congratulations, my friend. You did it. You made it to the end of 2020. The year that has felt like 17 years in 1 year, you have made it to the end and we are ready to get into 2021. We're ready to change the calendar and be done with 2020. And I always love getting into a new year with so much possibility for the new year. But I, like, just like so many of you, are super excited to turn the calendar on 2020. And as we finish out 2020 here, I do have some rather not so awesome news to be sharing with you on the episode here today. And it has to do with the updates that are coming from Apple's iOS 14 operating system for mobile, the mobile operating system. With the iOS 14, they're allowing a lot more people to opt out of tracking, which means the use of the Facebook Pixel for the performance of our ads is going to become less and less effective on this. And Facebook has put out a bunch of announcements on this. And so in this quick tip, I just want to share with you what's going on here and then also what Facebook is recommending that we do about it. And there's quite a few changes here. So stay tuned. I'm going to dive into it. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. All right. Welcome back to the podcast, my friend. Happy New Year. This is episode number 455 here of the show. And we're going to end 2020 pretty much like it has been with a I gotta share some not so great news. And this is really important, though, which is why I wanted to spend an episode or a quick tip episode, at least, here sharing this with you. And this won't be the last that you hear about this, because this is all really new. And I'll be sharing more with you as more information comes out. So my goal here with this episode today is to basically share and read some of the releases that Facebook has put out and also share with you some of the guidance that Facebook is making for us advertisers. And so basically what's happening here, Facebook says, I'm going to read a bunch of things here to you today. They said, in June at its annual Worldwide Developers Conference, Apple announced product and policy changes that impact data sharing across iOS, the operating system. And specifically what we're talking about here is as we get into iOS 14. And so then they say the policy and the limits it places on advertising will harm the growth of businesses and the free internet. It sounds very ominous here. Facebook says, we believe that free ad-supported businesses have been essential to the growth and vitality of the internet, and that personalized ads and user privacy can coexist. We support proactive privacy measures and data transparency, but we do not agree with Apple's policy changes. So before I go on, what they're saying is, as far as personalized ads goes, this just means that we get to use the Facebook Pixel to show more personalized ads to people based on the actions that they're taking. So for example, we can retarget them based on them coming to our website or what have you, right? So it's all about showing relevant ads to people as opposed to some random ad that I don't even want to see or that you don't even want to see. Okay. That's been, you know, at the heart of, you know, part of the heart of the whole privacy discussion here over the past couple of years from an advertising perspective. Okay. Okay. So as Facebook goes on here, it says, this is the impact to personalized ads, which is what I just mentioned. They say Apple's proposed changes will limit your ability to effectively reach, understand, and engage people on mobile devices and across the web. They will impact your ability to understand performance, control who sees your ads, and make informed decisions about your advertising budgets. As these changes take effect, over time, you may see an overall decrease in ad performance and personalization and an increase in cost per action. So for most of you who are advertising, that's cost per lead. So what they're saying is that the policies that Apple's putting into place is very likely going to increase our ad costs, meaning our lead costs. Okay. And so then Facebook goes on to say specifically, these changes will limit your ability to A, effectively deliver ads to people based on their engagement with your business. So again, pixeling your website, for example, people visiting your website, that sort of thing. B, measure and report on conversions from certain customers. C, ensure your ads are delivered to the most relevant audiences at the right frequency, right? This is what we want. As advertisers, we want to be able to deliver relevant ads to the right people. And I think this is something that gets really lost, just as just my soapbox for a second. This is something that gets lost in the whole privacy conversation. It's like, look, people are going to, we are all going to be using the internet. We're going to be going on to sites and so forth. Advertising is going to be part of it. I would much rather be served an ad that's relevant to me and my interest than some random ad that I have zero interest in. And that's basically what's going to be happening here more and more. They also say, these changes will limit your ability to accurately attribute app installs to people using iOS 14 and later. So that's just if you're a SaaS company, for example. And then finally, they say predict and optimize cost per action over time and effectively allocate budgets. So then they say Apple's policy will make it much harder for small businesses to reach their target audience, which will limit their growth and their ability to compete with big companies. And then they give an example here, which isn't super relevant. And so they say we don't anticipate the proposed iOS 14 changes to cause a full loss of personalization, but rather are a move in that direction. Okay. And they say without the predictable costs and personalized ads that you're accustomed to creating and running, many new products and services would never get off the ground. We believe in the opportunity for new ad supported businesses to start and grow, but we do not agree with Apple's attempt to disrupt the online ad ecosystem and the small business opportunities it makes possible and sustains. And so this will be really interesting to see what happens with Apple's ads, by the way. And so Facebook says our response is we disagree with Apple's approach and solution, yet we have no choice but to show Apple's prompt. If we don't, they'll block Facebook from the App Store, which would only further harm the businesses and users that rely on our services. We cannot take this risk on behalf of the millions of businesses who use our platform to grow. Okay. And so then they make a commitment. They say, we are committed to providing stability to small businesses and advertisers. We're doing what we can. And they're going to continue to innovate and make it an effective solution for us advertisers. Okay. Okay. Now let's talk about what Facebook is recommending that we as advertisers do. And by the way, after I share this part, I do have some recommendations on what we can be focusing on to lessen this quote unquote new burden, for lack of a better way to say it. And by the way, I'm going to link up the documents here that I'm referring to in the show notes for today's episode. Okay, so make sure you go to rickmulready.com and click on the podcast section, and I'll link these up so if you want to read a little bit more about it. Okay, and so in the article that I'm reading right now, again, this is specifically from Facebook. So by the way, in iOS 14, what's going to happen is Apple's going to begin to require that all apps in the App Store show a discouraging prompt, that's what Facebook says, to users on iOS 14 devices in accordance with their quote-unquote app tracking transparency framework. I know, my friends, all this is like, what are you talking about, Rick? And I'm trying to make sense of all this as well. And this is all really, really new. And so a lot of more information is going to be coming out, okay? And so Facebook basically just says Apple's policy will prohibit certain data collection and sharing unless people opt into tracking on iOS 14 devices via the prompt. And like we've just been talking about, as more people opt out of tracking on iOS devices, as personalization and performance reporting will be limited for both app and web conversion events. Meaning web conversion events just basically means when we're using the Pixel on our website or landing page or sales page, that sort of thing could be affected. Okay. And so Facebook is saying in response to these changes, we will start processing Pixel conversion events from iOS devices using what they're calling aggregated event measurement. This will support your efforts to preserve user privacy and help you run effective campaigns. That's what Facebook says. And so this is coming out basically. Facebook says we'll provide updates and additional resources to support businesses advertising on our platform as they become available. Okay. And so a couple of different things that you can do to prepare. So Facebook's aggregated events measurement allows for measurement of web events from iOS 14 devices. Here's what you can do to prepare so that you can continue to deliver and measure the performance of your campaigns. Okay. And I'm going to skip the part about app installs and so forth. Now, the first thing that they say, if you plan to deliver ads for conversion events that occur on your business's website. Now, what I don't understand quite yet, and I don't have any answers to this yet. I'm going to find out. I'm going to look into this. I'm reading this as if you have a conversion event, meaning like an opt-in or a registration or a sales on a page on your actual website. I don't know how that's affected, say, if like you're using lead pages or InstaPage or ClickFunnels or what have you. So one of the things that Facebook is recommending that you do is to verify your website's domain. Now, they say you may need to verify your website's domain, meaning like verifying rickmulready.com, verifying it with the ad account that you use for your account. And so they have a link on how to do that. Again, I'm going to give you that link on the show notes to read up more on verifying your domain. Okay. As far as ad creation limitations. Now, this is another pretty significant change. They say, now, if you plan to deliver ads for conversion events that occur on your business's website, now they're saying your Pixel, and I don't quite fully understand why this is, to be honest with you, but again, this is all brand new. I'm trying to understand this myself so that I can break it down for you and just tell you exactly what to be doing and looking out for. But now they're saying your Pixel may only optimize for a maximum of 8 conversion events for each domain. And they say, I'm just going to read you what they say here. Facebook will initially configure the conversion events that we believe are the most relevant to your business based on your activity. All other events will be made inactive or campaign optimization and reporting. And you're going to be able to manage your preferences inside of Events Manager, which is inside of Ads Manager. And you say when you create your ad set, you'll choose only one of the 8 designated conversion events to optimize for like lead, for example, right? A lot of us use leads. And it says ad sets that we're optimizing for a Pixel conversion event that is no longer active will be paused. And then Facebook says that you may need to consider if you'll be required to optimize for upper funnel objectives like landing page views, for example. And so like if you're doing a quiz, for example, I don't know if this is a good example or not, but the way I think about this is rather than optimizing for the conversion once somebody opts in at the end of the quiz, maybe optimizing for the landing page view of once they get there to the quiz. Okay. And so again, you're probably like, Rick, what are you talking about? I don't understand any of this. And my suggestion to you, number one, is to, again, I'm going to link all these pages up here that I'm passing along to you over on the show notes for today's episode. Also, just stay tuned. I'm going to continue to keep you updated on the podcast here. And then also, as you're advertising, just be on the lookout for changes that you might notice, because this is a big deal, right? And I think with privacy stuff, I mean, the whole third-party cookie issue that's coming with Chrome in 2022 is also going to be affecting things. So this isn't the end of this sort of thing, okay? And then finally, they're saying like reporting might be limited on what we are able to see from a reporting perspective inside of Ads Manager. And in the episode I just did recently about predictions for 2021, I talked about them doing away with a 28-day attribution window. So I'm not going to revisit that. I've already talked about that, which leads me to, what can we do about this in addition to what they're saying? I think this really, really puts additional focus on what we should already be focusing on, things like doing more video, okay? So follow me here. The more video that we do, there's a lot of benefits there, right? From a branding perspective, you're building trust. People get to see you. You get to add value from a video perspective. Short form video is only growing in popularity on platforms like Facebook and Instagram. And so if you're not already, we should absolutely be doing video, especially for top of funnel, right? So you should be doing video. Video views, optimizing for through play, which is a 15-second view. Can you use them for conversions? Absolutely, right? So that's number one. But number two, you get to build engagement audiences of people based on how long they're watching your videos, right? And since that is not pixel related, I honestly don't know this for sure, but I don't see any reasons in everything that I'm reading here. And hey, I could be wrong here, but I don't see anything saying, hey, the ability to, you know, build engagement audiences based on video viewership, that's not changing. So that's another great way to be building our audiences. If the pixel audiences are going to be effective, let's build other custom audiences that we can then turn around and create lookalike audiences from. So video engagement audiences, absolutely, you should be building these. So do more video, right? I think it's time to do another video episode here coming up on the podcast too. So that's number one, do more video, build video engagement audiences so that you can create great custom audiences and then turn around and create lookalike audiences from those video engagement audiences. Part two, second thing is email list, right? Be building your email list so that you can upload your email list into Facebook and then create a lookalike audience from your email list, okay? So I share this stuff as far as the iOS and the Pixel and all that stuff. Like, yeah, like that's, you know, it's a big deal. And it's going to be very interesting to see and watch how this plays out over the next little while. I think it's sufficient to say that we're going to get disrupted in some way. Like, it's going to affect our ads in some way here. That's pretty clear. Exactly how... again, if you're using a tool like Instapage or Lead Pages or ClickFunnels or whatever it is, right? I'm not really sure, to be honest with you, how that's going to be affected. I would imagine that there will be things affecting there, but there are other ways to be building our audiences and giving us the ability to do more personalized ads, because through things like email, uploading your email for custom audiences, then creating lookalike audiences, and then huge, be doing video engagement audiences. So more video, short form video, be playing around with different variations of length. I mean, I'm not talking huge, you know, super, super long, although those can be effective for the certain types of campaigns. So build those engagement audiences and then create lookalike audiences from those audiences. So that's how I'm going to be looking at things. I'm going to be keeping an eye on this for you. Stay tuned for more information as it comes out. I feel like the news channel, the local, stay tuned for more information here. No, I'm going to be keeping an eye on this for you and breaking down as I always do, try to simplify all this for you. And yeah, I realize that today wasn't super simple, but I'm passing along and trying to filter this for you in the best way for you. And so stay tuned, my friend, keep subscribed to the podcast here. I will keep you updated on things and make sure also that you are in the Optimize CEO Facebook group. It's my free Facebook group community. It's called the Optimize CEO, and I do live trainings in there. I'll be keeping you updated on these types of things in there as well. So if you're a course creator, or maybe you've got a membership program, or you're an online coach, and you're looking to optimize and scale your business to six or seven figures, then you've got to be in the Facebook group, okay? And so just go to rickmulready.com/group, rickmulready.com/group, and you can join us right there inside the Optimize CEO Facebook group community. Happy New Year, my friend. Happy New Year, my friend. I'm all excited here. I appreciate you as always. Thank you so much for just an amazing growth here of the podcast over this past year. And we're just getting started, my friend. I know I say that a lot, but I've got some really, really cool things coming your way. Some updates and things I'm going to try out here with the podcast here in 2021. So happy New Year again, and I'll talk to you soon.